Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lockers. They're not just for sweat socks and skinny freshmen anymore. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, the first shots fired in the war over cloud-based music. Plus, the stormy life of composer Alma Mahler. And later on, smoky soul and folk songs from Amos Lee, live in our studio. Back in September, we heard about two proposals for cloud-based music services, one from Google, the other from Apple. After the show, listener Alvin from Manhattan left this comment, "Where is Amazon in all this? Amazon is a major player in the world of cloud computing." Well, Alvin, if I can use a baseball metaphor, today, Amazon's on first base. Apple and Google are still putting on their batting gloves. Joining me by phone to explain what Amazon has done and what it means for you is John Healy, editorial writer for the Los Angeles Times. John, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's get our terms out of the way here first. What are we talking about? What is a cloud?
The cloud is just the internet. And when you think about a cloud-based service, instead of having the stuff that you're consuming being stored on the device that you're consuming it from, whether it's your laptop or your desktop or your phone, it's stored up online.
Okay, so it's like having one of those external hard drives, except it's off on in someone else's office.
Sure. In the case of a music service, a cloud-based music service, just think of it as an online jukebox.
Okay. So why is this such a big deal that that Amazon has created this kind of locker or cloud-based music service?
Well, I have to say that I don't think it is as big a deal as it's been made out to be. I think it is of it as a prelude to something that will be more interesting. Music lockers, online music lockers, have been around for more than a decade. The first one that I came across was MyPlay, which was launched in mid-2000. And in those days, locker services were nothing but a locker. You uploaded your music to it, mm-hmm. and then you played it from your laptop when you're on the road, that sort of thing. And they failed. There was even one music bank, it was called, raised a bunch of money, got a bunch of licenses from the labels, but couldn't start the service because there was no business model. People aren't looking necessarily for just a locker online. What it is, I think, in the view of Amazon and others who are going to get into this space, is it's a feature of something else. And in the case of Amazon, the cloud drive lockers right now are a feature of the music store.
Mm-hmm.
You buy MP3s from Amazon, and they automatically go into your locker. You can also upload music from your computers and your laptops and your phone, wherever you have it stored. You can upload it into your cloud drive locker. That is a pain. It's time-consuming. It's laborious. There's nothing automated about it. That isn't a particularly appealing feature of it.
What is the appeal then? So far, it sounds like a lot of work.
If you're starting from scratch, though, if all you're doing is looking for a place to buy your MP3s, and you do it from Amazon, and they automatically go into your locker, well, those songs are now available to you wherever you're connected.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got a smartphone that is continuously connected, that means that your music collection, at least what you have at Amazon, is always with you, and it's on one device, not multiple devices. That's the appeal.
Okay, so if you're on the road and you have a laptop or you have one of these smartphones, you take your music with you. Certainly portability has become a very big thing in the music world. Not just music. I mean, you know, when we talk about cloud-based technology, don't most of us have our email actually stored in the cloud somewhere?
Yeah, that's certainly the case with Gmail. Yahoo Mail, Outlook even. So with most of those email services, you're also copying it onto your local machine.
Well, now that's what I wanted to that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. You say you buy a song from Amazon, you buy an MP3, it automatically gets uploaded into your locker there in the cloud. Does it also go directly into your iTunes on your desktop?
Well, if you click the download button, yeah. So say you're in a coffee shop and they're playing music on the radio and you hear something that you love. Well, you have your smartphone with you and you right away you go over to Amazon and you buy the song. You're probably not going to want to download it on your smartphone. You're going to want it with the rest of your music on your PC. But for the moment, you know, you have the impulse to buy it. You buy it and it goes in your locker. Later, when you're home, you download it to your desktop. And maybe when you're at your office, you download it again, download another copy onto your computer there. You don't have to do it on the device that you're buying with. And that's sort of neat. I mean, you can act on the impulse as soon as you have it and then later deal with where you want the song to be.
Wow. So portability and immediate gratification. Those seem to be the main selling points. We're speaking with John Healy of the LA Times about Amazon's new cloud drive and cloud player. So if you're sitting in a coffee store and you hear this new song by Katy Perry, it is currently the number one paid download in Amazon's MP3 store. You could now save it directly into your locker on their cloud drive. Perry's song E.T. is currently the top download in Amazon's MP3 store, and if you buy it right now, you will be offered the chance to upload it directly to the cloud drive. So Amazon has gotten there ahead of Google, ahead of Apple, both of whom we expect to be in hot pursuit. John Healy of the LA Times, does this cost anything for us, for the consumers?
If you only are storing about 5 gigabytes worth of your own material, it costs you nothing. And it doesn't cost you anything to store as much of the stuff that you buy from Amazon as you want. But I also think you need to think of this not in terms of a standalone thing. The lockers, like I said before, lockers on their own aren't very appealing. But think of where it takes you. Once you start thinking about having your music, having your collection someplace other than in your house or in your pocket, then you start thinking, well, do I really need to own stuff? How about if I can just play whatever I want whenever I want to? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what is really going to entertain me, or maybe that's going to answer all my music needs. And then once you start thinking that way, then you start thinking about a music subscription service, which is, I think, what Amazon and Google I think that's where they would really like to go, because that's recurring revenue. That's $5 or $10 a month, not the occasional couple dollars spent on an MP3 here and there.
Right. And maybe not even that, because there's no way for Amazon to tell if you're uploading stuff from your, say, your iTunes. They have no way of knowing what you've purchased and what you may have, you know, gotten illegally from some other source, right?
Sure. Or maybe if it's something that your sister bought and you borrowed the CD.
Right. So is this will Amazon sooner or later, possibly sooner, run into some kind of legal difficulties?
It's hard to read the major labels' reaction to this. They tend to be organizations that reflexively say no and see legal problems in everything. Now, there have been court cases on online locker services. MP3.com got in trouble in the early 2000s. Because it offered a locker service where you didn't have to actually do any uploading. It would make the copies for you based on reading data off of CDs that you put into your computer. So it was a nifty process, and it moved the copying along much faster. But the problem legally was MP3.com was making the copy, not you making the copy. Now, Amazon isn't doing that. they're requiring individuals who want to put stuff in their locker to make the copy, to do the physical upload. Now, the exception to that is when you buy something from Amazon. In that case, Amazon is putting the copy into your locker and enabling you to download another copy onto your smartphone or to your computer. And there's a question of whether they have a license to do that. Amazon argues that it does, and it is consistent with locker services that we've seen in the past. So I'm not a lawyer, but I don't really see the problem here, other than the labels would really like to have Amazon go the direction that RDO has gone. That's a subscription music service. What RDO does is they pay labels for the right to automatically make copies of your collection for you into your locker.
Well, so I guess the advantage to what Amazon is doing is if you do have a million people ordering, you know, copies of that Katy Perry song, for example, that we were just hearing, they only need to store one copy of it. You know, everyone else can kind of download from that. There are a lot of questions, though, John, that this thing raises. And we're going to go into our control room because producer Joel Meyer has been monitoring some of the comments coming in on our webpage and has a question for you. Joel?
John, our listener Phil from Park Slope is a fan of the song we opened the show with today, Little Fluffy Clouds by The Orb. Phil writes, "It has long been my intent to rip my thousands of vinyl albums, including the Little Fluffy Clouds 12-inch, but I've been afraid to store them on a hard drive that could malfunction. Is the cloud a workable solution?"
John?
I think it's less risky than having your own hard drive because you know that a company like Amazon is backing everything up. How often do you back stuff up? You know, I tried to do it once a week, but I'm not religious about it.
Yeah.
And even if the backup is onto another hard drive, that's not industrial strength. So I don't worry about somebody like Amazon losing my stuff. I think that that's a much more safe place to be than it is in my locker or on my hard drive at home.
On your external hard drive at home, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Amazon's there. They've got this cloud-based music service going, this locker, as they're calling it. Apple and Google, we're expecting that they will not be too far behind. We've been talking with John Healy, editorial writer for the LA Times. You can find a link to his articles on the Amazon Cloud and Player on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. John, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. Up next, the tumultuous, you could even say scandalous, life of composer and femme fatale Alma Mahler. And coming up later, a live performance from singer and songwriter Amos Lee in the Soundcheck studio.
For you, the police.